I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that you go on the Devil Radio website, download the Devil Radio app, go to Apple or Google Store and download it. Listen to Devil Radio 24/7 wherever you go. And also, we have a link on the website. Many of you had asked for it. Glad to say that we have it. Support Devil Radio. Just click on it. A lot of different ways to support Devil Radio. Devil Radio is the only station in the state. You know, like there are 80 or more right-wing stations where they get on, they just recite things. They recite things from the Trump world. This is the only one that takes it on. And we don't take it on all that politely. We don't take it on all that politely. We do, and we say what has to be done and said. So if you want to support Devil Radio, click on that link and it tells you how you can support it. Okay, we're going back into the trench warfare of politics today, history in the making. We can go to the U.S. Senate. A lot of skullduggery coming out of Moscow, Mitch. A lot of skullduggery coming out of the dark money androids. Dark money androids, Republicans, bad news, betraying the country. Virtually all of them. The only one, Mitt Romney, occasionally votes on principle. He voted to convict Donald Trump twice. He did it twice. Had a lot of courage. Other than that, they're bad news by and large. They just blocked a measure that would have funded the government only till December. The Democrats said, well, let's fund it till December so we can continue to pay our military and others while we talk about a long-term budget. And it would have lifted the debt limit slightly to reflect what the Senate has already voted on. What the Senate has already voted on when Trump was president. Trump lost the election in November of 20, but he was president till January 20th, 2021. When he was president, and the Senate back then, whoever was in the Senate, voted trillions of dollars in COVID relief. The Democrats pushed it, got it through with Republican support. Now the Republicans don't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay for it. How is that possible? The law up until not too long ago, and by that in politics, I mean probably 20 or so years, was that if you vote for something, you are also voting to increase the debt limit so you can pay the bill. In other words, if you start sending checks to people under the original COVID plan, remember people would get $1,000, then they get another couple of thousand, and then landlords would get something. And tenants would get something, and people with businesses would get forgivable loans to pay their employees. Remember that? And a lot of companies, let's put it this way. Too many companies cheated on that. There were a couple of hedge fund people who made $14 million, the other made $17 million a year, put in for it so they could pay their secretary. What'd they pay their secretary? $50,000 a year? They make 14 or 17, they get millions of dollars. There were abuses, and the really crooked ones are being followed up criminally. But, and a lot of these employers who did that, these were not Democrats, let me put it that way. But anyway, a couple of trillion dollars, in the old days, that would mean that the debt limit was increased that much. But no, under Moscow Mitch and the rest of them, they go, we then have to have a separate vote on raising the debt limit. And we want to go back to rural America and say the Republicans fought hard to keep the debt down, but the Democrats increased it. I mean, how stupid do they think people are? But that's what they're doing. So what the Democrats did was they put in a bill And they said, we are going, you know, right now, the debt limit was hit at the beginning of August, like August 1st. There are various accounting deferments and tricks you can do. And Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, has done them. You can defer some payments, use cash in other accounts, that kind of thing. She's running out of tricks. The magician Houdini is running out of tricks. We are slated to run out of cash on all these tricks. Cash and all these tricks sometime in October. And actually, October 1st, actually September 30th, is a budgetary deadline to do something. By the way, that is in a couple of days, 2 days. But even if she keeps up her tricks, it'll only permit checks to be going out till sometime middle of October. Some people say maybe the first couple of days in November. So what are the consequences of what Moscow Mitch is doing, and what can we do about it? The consequences are that sometime, at least by the beginning of November, Social Security checks won't go out anymore. So if any of you out there depend on your Social Security check, you ain't getting it because of what the Republicans have done. Because there'll be no cash, the check could bounce. If you're in the Army, if you're in the military, you ain't going to get a paycheck. Now, our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine, all of them, very patriotic. But you have a lot of people, enlisted guy, 25 years old, maybe has a wife and two small kids at home. He's stationed in Iraq somewhere. There ain't a check getting deposited in his wife's checking account to feed the kids. Okay? Wilbur Ross and the Republicans said, well, he can go out and get a loan. No, he can't. He's deployed in Iraq. She's going to what? Go down to the bank, 24-year-old woman with two little toddlers, and go, could I have a loan to run my household? They'll laugh at her. They'll say, what's your security? Do you own a home? Well, no, we're on an Army base. We're in Army housing. Well, okay. What else do you got? Well, I got this ring he bought me. They'll look at it and they'll say, that's sort of a fake diamond. He probably paid $50 for it. Well, I love the ring. That's what's happening. That's what the Republicans are doing. Can you get that through your heads? Can anybody get that through their head out there? That's what the Republicans are doing. So what is the alternative? Moscow Mitch says he wants the Democrats to raise the debt limit on their own because we have 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. And we should do it through budget reconciliation. So we have started reluctantly because this is supposed to be bipartisan. Trump raised the debt limit a couple of times. The Democrats went along with it because they had voted for the funding for COVID. They'd voted for the funding for COVID. They said, right, raise the debt limit. But when a Democratic president is in there, no Republican will vote to raise it, even though they're voting money that they want spent. So Pelosi and Schumer say to Moscow Mitch, okay, we'll do budget reconciliation. He goes, we're stopping that. How are you stopping it? Well, we can't stop it forever, but we can stop it for a couple of months through Senate privilege. We have a bunch of these hacks who betrayed the United States, a guy named Cruz, Hawley, Cotton, Rubio, Graham. You ever heard these names? And they will raise their pinky and say, I'm uncomfortable. Let's hold it up. We'll hold it up for as long as they can, and the next guy will jump in. And we go, well, if you do that, that will keep it away from being funded till January or February. Our Army's not going to get paychecks. Our Navy's not going to get paychecks. They have dependents. Social Security checks aren't going out. And they grin, and they go, well, and they don't say this, but boy, how is that going to look in the 2022 elections? Our constituents are so stupid, we will put on ads that say the Democrats denied you Social Security and denied our soldiers and sailors their paychecks. And people sit on their sofas and burp and yawn, hit the remote, and they go, time to vote Republican, time to vote for fiscal responsibility, time to vote for local control. All this is a lie, of course. Time to vote for Republicans. That is the strategy. That is the strategy. Now, there are a couple of other things that can be done. And then I'm going to give you a very radical Matt Flynn direct way to do it, which nobody in either party will countenance. But I'll tell you what, if Abraham Lincoln were president and George Washington were president, he'd do what I'm saying. So the other thing you can do is put through a bill that funds the government, say till December, but takes away the debt limit part of the equation, hoping that that will pass. And then if they vote to fund the government, just start issuing checks and worry about the debt limit later, which is a very risky thing because those checks could bounce. Not only that, Moscow Mitch has said he won't vote for that. He won't vote for that. The other thing that's going to happen is our debt on the national, our debt right now, national debt is about 8 trillion, something like that, just under 30 trillion. That's a lot of money to pay interest on. Fortunately, in our treasury notes, we're only paying 1% interest, 0.75%. How much do you think you're getting on a treasury bill? In 1980, 81, it was up to 10 or 11%. You know how much that costs? The interest on the national debt dwarfs the defense budget at some point. That's what the Republicans are trying to do. Moody's downgraded our debt when the Republicans tried this before, which means if it's no longer AAA world-class debt, what happens is we have to pay more in interest. So soldiers' wives don't get their money to pay the kids. You don't get a Social Security check, and we pay more on the national debt. This is what the Republicans are doing. My solution is, under the 14th Amendment, there's a provision that most scholars say only applied to debts incurred by the Confederacy. You know, back in the 1860s, Congress said, we're not paying off the debts of the Confederacy, but nobody's going to interfere with our ability to pay. If I were Joe Biden and Abraham Lincoln or George Washington do this, I'd invoke the 14th Amendment. I say, I don't give a damn what scholars say about the Confederacy on that one. We can't, under the Constitution, renege. I order the issuance of these checks. I order the debt limit written under executive office order. And then if the Supreme Court interfered, I would take them into custody. Okay, our line, we're going to a break. Our lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.